Sports fans gathered in Philadelphia this morning to pay their final respects to Veterans Stadium. Some 3,000 pounds of explosives reduced the Vet to a pile of rubble. Stadiums in Seattle, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati have all met similar fates, but perhaps none inspired as much loyalty or loathing as the Vet. Joel Rose of member station WHYY in Philadelphia was there this morning at the Big Bang.
Philadelphia police closed off a wide perimeter around Veterans Stadium and asked fans to stay home, but hundreds made the trip to South Philadelphia anyway. They gathered before dawn on a cold, drizzly spring morning to say goodbye to the Vet. Some, like Joe McIntyre of Turnersville, New Jersey, were a bit misty-eyed.
You know, it's a toilet bowl, but it's our toilet bowl. And this really was home field advantage for the Phillies and the Eagles. That's something, isn't it? We won't have that anymore.
With its rock-hard artificial turf, leaky pipes, and a thriving ecosystem of rats and cats, the Vet had a reputation as one of the worst stadiums in professional sports. And many, like Steve Kerner of Hatboro, Pennsylvania, are happy to see it go.
I mean, the whole country knows it's a pit and everything that's wrong with it, so it's good that it's gone. It's definitely a black spot on the city.
Kerner and his friends got up early to watch the implosion. Other fans had been up all night and sounded like it. Philadelphia fans have a reputation for being hard on the home team and even harder on visitors. There's a story that fans even threw snowballs at Santa Claus at one game.
They're all lies. Nothing like that ever happened at the Vet.
Stan Gunn of Philadelphia held Eagles season tickets in the Vet's 700 level, the section that's notorious for giving new meaning to the term nosebleed seats. But today, Gunn wanted to talk about what happened on the field at the Vet, including the NFC Championship game in January of 1981, when the Eagles beat their arch rivals, the Dallas Cowboys.
I don't care what anybody says. I've had the best time of my life in that place right across the street there. I remember, you know, Wilbur Montgomery running down the side there for the touchdown. And it's great memories, man. It's sad. It's a sad day.
The Phillies won their only World Series title at the Vet in 1980 when pitcher Tug McGraw struck out Willie Wilson to beat the Kansas City Royals. Fittingly, it was a member of that 1980 team, slugger Greg Luzinski, who pushed the symbolic red plunger this morning at 7 a.m. sharp. A series of blasts moved clockwise around the stadium, and the concrete shell came crashing down section by section. After the implosion, a giant dust cloud drifted toward the nearby Citizens Bank Park, where the Phillies open their season in a few weeks. The Eagles have already played their first season at Lincoln Financial Field. The site of Veterans Stadium will become a parking lot. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.